C. The Land of Little Water. Reading.
Lu Yao is reading a novel. She finds a chapter about a girl's mourning in the desert very touching. C2. Read the story.
Mourning in the desert. The sky is grey when I wake up. Rubbing my eyes, I get up and tie a piece of soap into the corner of my clothes. I pick up two water pots, putting one on my head and the other under my arm. Then I set off for the toba, the waterhole. At the toba, I look out over our water. We will have about a month before it dries up, but the rainy season will not begin for another 2 months. As I step into the water, the mud covers my feet. I push the scum on the water to the side. To keep the mud out, I place a piece of cloth over the mouth of the water pot. When the pot is full, I take it to the nearby bathing rock. The sun shines brightly. I throw my hair forward and pour water over it. I can feel the heat as the water wets my head and my neck. Keeping my eyes shut, I carefully rub the soap into my hair and skin until every drop of water is fully used. Water is precious, so I can't waste any. Mum used to bathe my sister and me with just one cup of water when we were small. Over the next week, we watch our pool get smaller. As the water quietly disappears with the hot desert wind, we also prepare to leave the toba and move on.
Adapted from Shabanu, Daughter of the Wind, by Suzanne Fisher Staples.